Zamst was not a handsome male at all.
"Your mistress," Elispra replied, avoiding both appellations and names, as the five of them gathered there had agreed at the outset, "is asking for a great deal from my aunt, indeed from each of the houses represented here. Gifts are not nearly a generous enough token of trust. You must do better than that."
"Yes," Nadal chimed in, sitting just to Corlana's right. "My grandmother will not even consider this alliance without some serious proof that house—"
The drow male, dressed in a rather plain piwafwe, snapped his mouth shut in mid-word. His insignia proclaimed him as wizard member of the Disciples of Felthong. He caught his breath and continued,
"I mean, your mistress, that your mistress is actually committing these funds you speak of."
He seemed chagrined that he had nearly divulged a name, but the male maintained his firm expression.
"He's right," Dulcinea added from Corlana's other side, her smooth, beautiful skin nearly glowing from the scented oils that she habitually slathered on herself. Her gauzy hugging dress contrasted sharply with Elispra's armour, reflecting her propensity for partaking in hedonistic pleasures. Her sister, the matron mother, was perhaps even more